Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day, no doubt about it. It's the 14th day of November, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 39 degrees today for the climate base. And it's been colder than a son of a bitch in the morning time. I don't think we've made the double digits yet. I mean, single digits yet, but I got like 19 this morning, fucking cold. But no moisture. We need moisture. I mean, let it snow. But freezing ass. The misery of freezing without the fucking moisture. I guess that's what we're getting. Let's see what we got here. Tens of billions of U.S. dollars were transferred to Ukraine and then used using FTX cryptocurrency. The funds were laundered back to Democrats in the U.S. And, well, yeah, why not? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, tens of billions of dollars were transferred to Ukraine and then using FTX cryptocurrency, the funds were laundered back to Democrats in the U.S. Now, how blatantly criminal does it have to fucking get people? They're not, I mean, do you think that there's somebody going to come along and pull out a badge and going to put a stop to all this shit? We knew it where it was being going. We knew it was being stolen. That's what we've been reporting all along. Anyway, this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Did you ever wonder where all those billions of dollars were going to Ukraine? I mean, just did you ever wonder? Well, yeah, I was kind of fucking curious about it. Did you ever wonder why anyone was trusting the elites in the U.S. Politics like the Bidens with billions in funds going to Ukraine? Well, I didn't wonder that at all. It is a fucking, I mean, the thing is, you know, we're seeing as the fucking communists more take over the internet more and more, that we handed over to the motherfuckers, the treasonous motherfucking Obama handed over to the fucking Chi-Cons. You know, we're seeing, what else is there to do here? I mean, it ain't like there's goddamn conspiracy theories. People are going to get conspiracy theories. It ain't even, there's not even no fucking goddamn, there's nothing to talk about. Are we fucking thieving motherfuckers that are stealing everything you've got and intend to enslave your fucking ass in a one world fucking, fucking communist empire? Well, hell yes, we are. Now that everybody knows the fucking crimes and knows that we're just going to do it right out in the fucking open. Why shouldn't they do it right out in the fucking open? What is the negative side of it? So, I just fucking read that to you. And, well, yeah, I've been kind of wondering, we've listened to, or we've read fucking, articles and it's going into a black hole. Yeah, goddamn, I bet you it is going into a black hole. But to think about the people in this country that fucking despise, I don't want to get the Democrat Republican fucking phony left right paradigm bullshit. But people who despise a person having their fucking money sent over to goddamn fucking Ukraine on a lie, then have it laundered back to the United States and given to support something or someone that they do not fucking support, that they do not want with all their fucking might. We don't have control anymore. If we're to ever have control, we're going to have to take it back. I was reading a comment, I think it was last night. And somebody was saying, everybody just, they start doing things right. There is no way for them to start doing things right. We have an unlawful fucking corporation in control. Unfucking lawful. That is in violation of the law. Controlling the goddamn fucking highest seats of fucking power. And they're just the fucking lackeys of the goddamn Zionist Jew. Dual fucking citizen, dual Israeli-American citizens that have been put in the fucking key positions, then what's being done to us is a goddamn outrage. I mean, think about it. Would you think about your parents reading these fucking headlines? What would they think? We have information that tens of billions of dollars going to Ukraine, tens of billions of dollars going to Ukraine, were actually laundered back to the United States to corrupt Democrats and elites using FTX cryptocurrency. Now the money is gone and the FTX is bankrupt. Now it was never real. It was debt dollars. I mean, this is hard to fucking talk about. But what do you mean gone? Where'd it go? See, this is where the story stops. I mean, FTX is bankrupt, but they went bankrupt. After tens of billions of dollars has gone through their fucking phony ass. And we've talked about this cryptocurrency and we've talked about how it was fucking phony fucking shit. This is why they want cryptocurrency. A lot easier to launder fucking money. A lot easier to take money from a man who despises another man and give it to the man that he despises. Take it from him from gunpoint. Oh, this is going over to Ukraine to buy some, to buy a tank, okay? And straight through into the goddamn fucking computer and out the other side and right to his fucking worst fucking enemy, pushing his death. As reported earlier, the FTX crypto company gave at least $40 million to Democrat candidates and causes in the midterms. We're financing fucking the goddamn Communist Party. We're financing the Communist Party. That's what this money was really used for. So I wonder why they had assisted back in the day. I mean, the fucking Federalist Papers are fucking phony. There is no goddamn constitution. There never fucking was. But why would they give the fucking fake fucking goddamn impression that the goddamn Congress was going to control the money, huh? It would have to be allocated. If it was allocated by Congress, there would have to be regulations that went along with it, saying that you're going to use it for this purpose and this purpose only, and not to give. Think about this. We there were all the years where they wanted unlimited fucking donations. What they call them PACs, these power PACs for the fucking Republicans and the Democrats, power PACs. And people said, "No, fuck, that's bullshit," and it is fucking bullshit. When they sit there and tell you that the elections are bought and sold and they're talking about how to manipulate the fucking cash to do it, that's bullshit, people. But now they're telling you, you know, hey, man, you know, we want to finance communism to this point for this reason. I mean, they're telling you right here they did it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Now, from day one, now, didn't we say, how many of these politicians going to have the handout at the back door of all of this? Didn't we say that? We called it from day one when they were sending millions and billions.
Yep. They sure as hell did. And we watch it, and we ain't seen this week's tally. Last week, what was it, 200 million? And then, I mean, just we're sending 200 million, whether you like it or not, Ray, you, the one fucking sweating over there, making the goddamn product, making the goddamn, putting the value to the goddamn work. We're going to take your fucking money, we're going to send it over here, and we're going to launder it through a fucking criminal fucking, they're telling you about their criminal enterprise. They're making no bones about it. That's why there's no, like, breaking stories or anything else. There's no conspiracy theories to tell on them for. All of it was fucking real. None of it was a fucking conspiracy. Every rotten fucking lowdown thing that we fucking imagined they were doing, they were sure as hell doing it. And now I just fucking shook my head. Well, yeah, I guess. $40 million to Democrat candidates. They're financing fucking fraudulent elections with stolen fucking money. God, how bad does it have to get, people, before you fucking get your goddamn, you know, get the hair up on the back of your neck and get bristled up? Get sick of it. Your kid, you gotta be sitting there watching your kid fucking starve to death with his stomach all bloated and fucking, while these motherfuckers are, you know, riding around in Cadillacs with goddamn swimming pools on top of them with fucking whores and cocaine and champagne and fucking caviar. What does it fucking take? Sam, Bankman, Fried, is what it says, is Biden's second biggest donor, okay? In addition to this, the Daily Caller lists many of the lawmakers who Sam Bankman was bankrolling, who oversaw the institution that was supposed to keep an eye on companies like FTX. Well, we've been sitting here, this one here, we're going to set up some kind of surveillance on. We're going to watch them somehow. We're going to oversight them. There'll be some kind of oversight sooner, God damn it, they've been stealing it fucking through the cryptocurrency, which ain't currency under fucking American fucking law. Jesus. In addition to this, Daily Caller lists many of the lawmakers who Sam Bankman Fried was bankrolling, who oversaw the institution that was supposed to keep an eye on the company. That's what you mean, fox that was guarding the hen house there? Unbelievable. Sam Bankman Fried, prolific Democrat donor, okay, and ex-CEO of now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX, funded the campaigns as members of Congress overseeing the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, that would be the CFTC, one of the key bodies tasked with regulating the crypto industry. And the subject of Bankman's Fried's aggressive lobbying. Bankman Fried's FTX is currently under investigation. Oh! Wow. Everything's going to be all right. They're being investigated by their fucking goddamn cohorts. I mean, goddamn it, get real. I mean, too big to fail, too big to jail. God, was that about $20 trillion fucking dollars they stole? And I mean, they're doing it right in your goddamn face and laughing about it. Bankman-Fried's FTX is currently under investigation. Is it really? By the CFTC, that's why they put all these acronyms, so you don't know how they're interrelated. And Securities and Exchange Commission, after Bankman-Fried allegedly moved $10 billion in client assets from the crypto exchange to his trading firm, Alameda Research, and a liquidated crisis at his exchange, which prompted the company to file for bankruptcy. However, prior to the agency's probe, Bankman-Fried aggressively courted the CFT. Here, these are the people investigating. Remember that. CFTC, and funded several key lawmakers charged with overseeing the agency, pouring cash into their company coffers. This is goddamn, I mean, what? This is goddamn racketeering. I mean, should be the fucking parts of a filing of a fucking racketeering charge, don't you think? You think this is racketeering? I mean, they wrote those racketeering laws so that they can arm the fucking federal government. That's the only reason they wrote them, because they violate the RICO Act fucking daily. But I mean, like I said, you know, as far as the, us seeing, reports coming out of on the internet, just like I saw CNN the other day saying, oh, we're the ones to tell the truth. You have to remember that. We're the only ones you can listen to because we've been designated as the truth tellers. I mean, fucking, are you nimble-minded? Are you that fucking dumb? FTX also happens to be related to, guess what, Ukraine. The far-left Washington Post reported on March 3rd that the Ukraine was dealing in crypto. See how this is fucking just turning into one big money scam? Do you really think that there's fucking shit with this? You know, we did the embargo on Russia, which fucking killed our fucking people and made the fucking Russians a ton of fucking money. That was to hurt the Russians. They're telling you this. That's why there's no fucking news stories. There's nothing to bust them for, because they're fucking saying, yeah, we're doing it. What are you going to do about it? And that's truly what it's coming down to, people. The Ukrainian government has gathered more than $42 million in cryptocurrency donations since Saturday, plus digital artwork, including a limited edition worth roughly $200,000, according to blockchain analytics firm Elliptic. The changes in how the country cashes in on these assets to fund the war. That's okay, man. I'll trade you. I'll give you this fucking cool painting. You can sell it and fight your fucking bullshit. This is a goddamn. You know, they took away the fucking law that a few years back, I said they could not use propaganda on the American people. This is pure fucking bullshit, lying ass fucking propaganda. I mean, but it don't have to be anymore. I mean, this is like reading something out of fucking China. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we're fucking you, and yeah, we're going to continue to fuck you. Yeah, we're going to pick your fucking pocket. You say anything about it, you'll go to the north and you'll get some re-education from the fucking peasants. How about that? Amid the Russian invasion. Fucking what Russian invasion? Does anybody really fucking know there's a Russian invasion? Or if not, this wag the dog? I mean, they could put together any goddamn kind of propaganda. They would put together a whole fucking movie and play it and tell you that's what's going on and lie like a son of a bitch. And there's no penalty for it. Not that there was ever a penalty. They would just say, well, we have sovereign immunity for our people that fucking, do the propaganda. But you know, in Nuremberg, there were people who fucking hung for doing this very fucking thing that we're looking at right here. And I'm not going to a world fucking body for fucking my rights or anything like that. But goddamn, hanging is appropriate for fucking goddamn propagandists that cause fucking people, look what they've caused people, caused us. The theft of our goddamn money. Or not money, fuck, no. This is impossible to talk about. This is such a cluster fucking fuck, you can't even talk about it. They've stolen our fucking resources right in front of our fucking face. They ran it through a crypto, they created the cryptocurrency thing, which is very safe, people. Everybody should want crypto. Everybody should want crypto. Everybody should want a digit backed by nothing. And then when this fucking shit, and like the first part I was reading there, when it fucking, it just disappeared. The money's, well, where's the, well, the if it started out with some fucking money, if it was, I mean, debt dollars, fiat, whatever the fuck it was. If you started out with that, and then it fucking, it went through this fucking, what the hell shall we call it? Fraud mill? And it went through this fraud mill, and it came out the other side, and then they're acting, and it's gone. Like it disappeared, it doesn't exist. Did it ever exist? What the fuck are they really up to? Is the Federal Reserve just how they're going to get rid of their fucking debt? Just make it all disappear through these fucking scams? Let's see, where are we here? The Ukrainian government has gathered more than $42 million in cryptocurrency donations that we did that. According to the blockchain and analytic and Olympic, the challenge is how the country cashes in on the assets to fund its war need. And ain't that always the fucking way? If this cryptocurrency was fucking real shit, which it's never fucking been, we've told you on this goddamn broadcast since day fucking one that it's a fucking scam. You can't make something out of nothing. But that's what they've been doing for how many fucking years with these debt dollars, with this fiat currency. There is nothing backing that. All you're doing is trading debt. You can't discharge a fucking debt, hence you cannot own anything. Amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, oh yes, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I believe that one too, because it's a part of the fucking scam. The CEO of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has come forward to help a crypto donation project. He humbly announced that FTX will be supporting the Ukrainian minister of finance and other communities in collecting crypto donations for the country. The Ukraine government has received over $60 million in crypto donations from all over the world. FTX's CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, highlighted that the war in the Ukraine has been dragging on. It's just been dragging on, guys. The country is in full need of humanitarian help. Goddamn, you talk about a country in need of humanitarian help. I'm sitting in one. Our fucking people are sleeping under, it's wintertime, and our people are sleeping under goddamn, highway overpasses. Oh, but that's no need. Those are fucking Americans. Nobody, fuck them. They don't even count. They don't own nothing. Yeah, we own it all, you son of a bitches. If God, you people just, if God, if, oh, we gotta stand up, for Christ's sake. Stand up and say, fucking no, jack it right around in your gun and blow one of their fucking heads off. They have declared war on we the people, and they have just seized all our assets. Humanitarian help and access to global financial infrastructure. He also called attention to sanctions and crypto during this kind of situation. He indicated that crypto exchanges could enforce sanctions around the government seriously. What are you going to do? You're going to take their little fucking, they're going to take their numbers out of the computer? You can enforce sanctions. You fucking cocksucking thieving son of a bitch and bastards. And your fucking thieving ass cryptocurrency. This country was supposed to have a fucking goddamn currency, debt-free currency, minted from fucking gold and silver, period. Well, they weren't serious about that part. See, that's what's wonderful about that fucking Constitution. It never was. Is it was never fucking ratified. It never became fucking solid law that you could say, "Hey, wait a minute, you're breaking the law." Well, no, that's kind of liquid. And this is part of that commerce thing. That's kind of it's kind of subject matter, and you can make it go any way you want it to fucking go. This is clear out of fucking hand, people. Cryptocurrency. They said they were going to attack the fucking financial. We were going to have a financial disaster, a third world war, and world famine. That's what that fucking cocksucker Rothschild said about 23 years ago when he said that they had about $23 trillion in their fucking war chest to do this. They said they were going to do this. It ain't like this is some kind of fucking surprise, but then after it was said, when people repeated it, conspiracy, that's conspiracy theory. My mom told me it's conspiracy theory. I'm going to go vote. I'm going to vote. And now they're saying, I ain't going to listen to these conspiracy theories. Well, your fucking conspiracy theory is now a conspiracy fact. You've been fucking robbed fucking blind. And I mean, this is just the beginning of it, people. And the thing is, they're not going to turn this off. I mean, even though the fucking company's gone fucking goddamn bankrupt, do you think that in the bankruptcy courts, they're still stealing? FTX has stressed across all of its regulatory and policy efforts, active coordination and communication with the regulators and policymakers. It's crucial to ensure that the laws and the rules achieve their intended outcome, it reads a letter from FTX. I'm going to read that to you again. FTX has stressed across its all of its regulatory and policy efforts, active coordination and communication with regulators and policy. Wait a minute. It's all gone. There's nothing to fucking regulate. There's nothing to look at. There's nothing to trace. These son of a bitches are fucking hiding out in Panama or somewhere, trying to get to Dubai, over there in Saudi Arabia, so that they cannot be extradited to the United States and fucking prosecuted for, well, I don't know if they could prosecute them. I mean, this is just all a fucking one big corporate mafia fucking who can grab it can take it. Because we won't stop it. Because we continue to allow it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Guess what, though? The little head of that FTX, he's a little Jew curly-haired boy. So, he probably over there in Tel Aviv or Haifa, on the beach.
Yeah, I think I seen him somewhere. I seen a picture of him somewhere. But, I mean, they're waiting to get their ass to Dubai where they can't be fucking extradited back. Yeah, you can. Listen up, Saudi Arabia. You got 72 hours to deliver these two fucking thieves, or we'll send you a couple of fucking hydrogen bombs. I think that's extradition that will work, if we mean it. God damn it. I mean, you couldn't fucking, they try to act like these people are bumbling fools. They are not. You couldn't make something more cold and calculated if you sat there for fucking years and with think tanks working 24/7. You couldn't do it. What else we got here? Supreme Court rejects. So we got it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
were born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will float. And to the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. It's anything, I mean, to take your mind off, this is, I mean, there's no news because there's nothing to be told anymore. They have fucking, I mean, they laid their cards. The revealing's complete. They've laid their cards on the table. They intend to fucking enslave your ass. They intend that you will never own anything. They intend that you will be their goddamn slaves. And they intend that you're going to hand your gun over to them just like it fucking, like it belonged to them. Now we'll see how much goddamn, I mean, haven't been that far. I just blows me a fucking way. This handful of fucking goddamn communists and fascists and goddamn capitalists, boy, working together. Communists and goddamn, communists and fascists and capitalists just all fucking wallowing down in the goddamn mud together, and it's just okay. I told you what it was, and I told you what you're getting in, and that's what you're fucking getting. Amazon to fire 10,000 employees, largest layoff in company history. Fucking the chickens are coming home to roost. Now you got $10 billion you got to pay. I mean, yeah, $10 billion you got to pay off. It just got lost, guys. It got lost in that cryptocurrency thing, whatever in the hell it is. But somehow you can lose $10 billion in that, and not even mean to do it. Whatever, maybe it was, or is that in somebody's pocket? You know where it's at. This is from Zero Hedge. Over the past month, technology companies have laid off tens of thousands of employees, and the momentum in layoffs only appears to be worsening. According to a new report via New York Times this morning, Amazon could add to the count this week as approximately 10,000 people in corporate and technology jobs will be slashed in what could be the most significant job layoff in the company's history. And there will be a layoff, and then there'll be a fucking loo, and then all of it will come back. It'll be fucking all foreigners. I mean, this is goddamn, this is like reading a book for the fourth fucking time in a row. And never reading anything in between. This is fucking blatant. People with direct knowledge of the layoffs plan said job cuts would be focused on Amazon devices, organizations, including the voice assistant Alexia, its retail division, and human resources. Human resources, boy. Well, the first time we heard that, we should have went and we should have started hanging in people's asses. I'm not a goddamn resource. I'm a human being. But that's how they look at us. They look at us like something else. They move around. God, how cheap can I get? Yeah. Can I get a bunch of those fucking Albanians? Can we get them cheap? Like, get them in here. Yeah, say they're refugees. We got that refugee thing that can't be stopped. The whole goddamn country says no. Well, 5 or 10 people say yes, and it just can't be stopped, guys. We can't do it. They're telling us we have to do what we're told. Goddamn fucking slave material in this country, huh?
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
This is Galen. You know, when you're saying that there's no news, there's nothing to say, I just look at the whole picture and how much they are suppressing beyond, you know, the political story. It's like they're stopping humanity from evolving. You can't get into art or literature or music without their stamp of approval. I've had places where, you know, I wanted to submit something, and I had friends that are incredible artists, and they used to make paintings, and they'd end up getting like 2% of the profit, and it all went to the people in control. And the worst part is the genius that is amongst us today isn't getting through, isn't getting out. They're being stopped, so we can't move ourselves forward. So I just wanted to mention that because I feel that suppression.
It is definitely suppression, and the reason for it is Obama handed our internet, created by us, over to the Chi-Con Chinese, and it's about half gone now. About half the internet's gone. I mean, they got rooms and rooms full of sensors going through it and throwing this out. That's where all the evidence lies of the treachery they've committed against us. And they know that sooner or later, people are going to get down enough until they're going to try and stand up and do something about it. And I say, what are you talking about? What? It's like this one I just read about cryptocurrency. That'll be gone. Or they'll be reworded, you know, like Winston on 1984. They'll reword it. But you're absolutely correct. And see, man, I seen the desperation when they lost, control, really, with the mainstream media. Think about it. They own the mainstream media. And the people came on the internet because they trusted each other more than they trusted those liars that had been lying to them. And it was proved that they were liars. Everybody understood. They're lying. God, you don't watch CNN, do you? You don't watch Fox and all that shit, do you? No, I go on the internet, man. That's where the truth is. And I even get to decide what is the truth. There ain't somebody just saying this is what you're going to hear tonight. But by God, there is now. And that's what they've worked for. I mean, they've bought up all the servers. It's just like us, fucking fighting to fucking survive. They bought up all the servers. There are more goddamn algorithms on From the Trenches World Report than you can shake a stick at. We were the first to get algorithms. And, I mean, once they get fucking entrenched, well, I guess you're at their goddamn mercy because, you know, unless you got but people that can go out, like thousands of people that can go out and redo the internet and replace the internet, which they're not going to allow. I think anybody that ever hacks them, and I think there are people out there that do it because there are people out there that are patriots that can hack a damn, hack the internet, hack what the Chi-Cons are doing. They just give them a ton of money and bring them into the fold. Makes it a tough fight.
And, you know, in addition to them controlling all the information, they're also inserting their programs. I heard two kind of quotes about the Tavistock Institute, and they had objectives of making us all psychopathic and leading us towards sadism. And when I read that, I just couldn't believe it because it's true. They're like sucking out the compassion and the cooperation that humanity always had and put us in such a place of just having to pay the bills and survive that we don't have a chance to be there for each other the way we'd like to.
And we don't have a chance to compete against them.
Yeah.
But
we are anyway.
Well, you know, the bottom line is, just what you said there, there's another instance. I mean, they put that on paper, unless you know. They didn't even try to hide it. We're going to make all of you Satanists.
Yeah.
It's insanity.
Satanists, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, you know, as far as what you see come out every day on the internet. Like you said, Laura goes out and she looks, too, and everything is fucking blocked. But the bottom line is, what they do, like this shit here, like that cryptocurrency, that seems like something they would try to keep quiet and try to hide. No, they want it out there in your face. Once you accept that, then you can accept, I can't remember the name of that organization, a J-O something, J-O-C or whatever it is, but, you know, the ones who think that they should live a better life. They should live a life of comfort and fucking relaxation. It should be like the old days when there were serfs and there were peasants and peons, and that was their life. And then I got my yacht with the golden faucets. That's my life. That's not never going to, I don't see how they ever think that's going to cut it in a country, I mean, a world with 7 billion people. But of course, they are killing us off at record rates. They've got their kill shot going. I mean, they've got many ways they are killing us right now. The food. I seen a thing. They were talking about the life expectancy of people. And they say, they keep telling everybody, oh, it's about, you know, 70, 80 years old. That's bullshit. They said for poor people, it was 50 to 60. For rich people, it was like 70 to 90. So, I mean, they're getting something different. They're getting some of this stuff. You walk into a store and you look at it and you know it'll, I mean, you just look at it and see that that's not good for you. That's going to make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
But they're treating us like.
We have that statistic because they're killing more of the poor. That's why their numbers are coming up.
Exactly.
And that's the objective of the WEF. Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab's mouthpiece, telling us that we just don't count and got to go. So, like you said, they could live lavish lifestyles.
I got news for them. I got a gun. I do count.
Yes, you do. And thank you, Henry.
Not a problem. Thanks for all you do.
But, I mean,
that's what we're looking at here, people. I mean, it's come to the point. When I first started doing this, you know, I went through I read all of Crowley's writings. And a lot of people don't know it, but during the Second World War, Aleister Crowley was the master mason in the United States of America. He spent the whole fucking war here. And all their ceremonies and what might have you, he wrote them. The Book of the Law, he wrote it. Solomon's Key, he wrote it. And I've heard young people come and, you know, say, you know, ask me, you know, they'd be saying, oh, shall I go to Mason? I go, oh, here's a book. Give them the book to read, man, and they don't want to touch it. Well, that's Crowley. That's who made up all the shit for the, for your, Masonic lodge. That was the Master Mason that wrote all of this shit down, do what thy will. See, they try to act like, you know, you got the white Wiccans. They're good people, you see. Do what thy will without harm to anyone. And, you know, that's kind of where I started digging when I started digging on the, Masonic lodge. And then, every angle of that goes back in a, the words are twisted, but it goes right back to Crowley, do what thou will. See, these people believe that they have the right, that they don't believe in, any heavens or anything like that. It's just, what fun can you have here on this earth? What can you do to make yourself happy here on this earth? Do what thou will is the whole of the law. I've read the book of the law. I've read Crowley's book of the law. I've read all of his books. And I'm waiting on one to get back here so I can bring it out because there's some stuff I want to show some people out of it. But, these are the foot troops for these, sons of bitches. These goddamn Masonic lodges across this country have morphed into this evil thing. And they think it's okay. They truly do. They think it's okay. I've talked to people, man. They just, it should be that way, man. If they get rid of all of the poor people, hey man, how do you know that person's poor? Because he, just doesn't have money. Could it be that, you know, like in your book, like in, Crowley's Book of Magic, he talks about, the fact that you are born as slave. Every time you are born a slave. You and I never had a chance. We were born slaves. And then, you know, these same people who will defend the Masonic Lodge in this goddamn country, it's like religious worship, meaning, master. Pardon?
Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, it's Stockholm Syndrome, all right. But the bottom line is, you read Crowley's book, and it says right there, he has Christianity down as a slave religion. But all of these people that are going into the lodges, they're Christians, and they think worshipable master. That's what they call them, worshipable master. They think it's their religion. You got to get into the pretty high echelons before they start telling you the good shit. But I mean, that we talk about something that was hard to read because there's so many secrets that they do not tell. I mean, to figure it out by reading the books, it was tough.
Hey, I have a question for you. Let me ask you this. I seen this the other day at work. It was a building. It was a police building, and it said the Fraternal Order of the Police. Is that part of the Masons too?
Yep. The fraternal orders are. And I mean, that's why you see people that are incompetent in jobs that demand competency. I mean, and you see people that are dishonest. They're completely dishonest. Put in charge of on the oversight committees. You're going to watch our money for us. And they're just plain ass, goddamn rotten ass people. But Crowley did say that when you're born a slave, I mean, like, since the beginning of time, I have been born over and over and over and over and over and over again as a slave. And I mean, this is what people don't understand is that when they talk about the Masonic Lodge in this country, that son of a bitch, he was a guru to the crown heads of Europe. He was one evil son of a bitch if ever one existed. And they don't know that when they go in there and they do their rituals, you know, like to go to from one degree to the next degree in masonry, the Book of Thelema, I think it's called, But all of those rituals in there were written by Crowley. Aleister fucking Crowley. It can't be nothing but evil. And then they want to turn around. Yes, ma'am.
You know, I know what you're saying is absolutely true. Just from life experience, and any time I came across, like, Wiccan people or something, I was astounded with the level of self-absorption and entitlement. It was like they were living alone in the world and everything was for them, and they had no sense of the other or the needs of the other. And, you know, whenever you see, like, a new religion pop up, it's usually well-funded with an agenda, and it's targeting the youth. It's very organized. So I always shied away from it because, it felt devoid of love.
What got me about the white Wiccans, you know, the main part, like the young people that have come here and talked to me about it, the main part is of the law is do what thou will, period. I don't care how rotten it is. I don't care if it's raping babies. I don't care what it is. If do what thy will, that is the whole of the law. That's what Crowley wrote. Mm-hmm. Now, these white Wiccans, they try to say, do what thou will without harm to others. And that's where I've, that's where I started cross-referencing the books. And then when you cross-reference them, you know, they have, each goddamn thing in that white Wiccan fucking book, you can trace it, and then you'll go right back and find it in Crowley's works. It's all the fucking same, and people are too dumb to see it. I mean, do what thou will. I mean, that's the whole of the law. That's telling you can rape. That's what this means. It means you can rape little babies. You can do anything you want. If it turns you on, do it. And the white Wiccans, they go out, you know, they have the things out in the woods, you know, naked dancing and all this stuff, and they try to pretend like that's to do what they will. But they're the same people that fuck. What they don't realize is they're not exercising any different religion than what Crowley did. Plain and simple. Mm-hmm. And that's the evil that you're confronting, because the Masonic lodges in this country are the power. They're the foot soldiers that nobody's taken on. I mean, why wouldn't you, you think about an organization, if you formed an organization within 2 weeks, there'd be an investigation to see what the hell you're up to. These, Masonic lodges have been around forever. And they've never been investigated. They've never went in and looked in their computers to see what the hell they're up to. But when you go down to your county seat, you'll find out that all your county contracts, the members of the high members of the lodge will be judges. They will be commissioners. These will be the high people in charge. And then in all actuality, you got contracts. This isn't open. Everything's supposed to be open in this country. If there's a bid on a contract, there's a bid on a contract. Anybody can bid on that contract. I mean, this is even under the Admiralty, and we're even off base even talking about that in these terms. But the bottom line is, they're awarding contracts inside of a private institution that only members can be a part of. So if you see people fucking getting contracts and shit, I get to walk around this town. I mean, this is the Masonic stronghold of the Pacific Northwest. For about 100 miles from here, out in the middle of the fucking desert, where you would not believe there's a huge Masonic temple. These bastards have been doing this to us since the beginning of the country. And that's how they slipped it in. That's how the aristocracy held on to their power. Because, I mean, they were giving goodies away. And you give goodies away, like I said, the people come in when they're Christians. And they act like, I mean, if you just went in and you observed one of their rich, you know, like it's one of their common meetings, you would think if you were a new person coming in, you'd think that it was about Christianity. You got to get up there pretty high. I mean, it goes into the, even into the plagues of Egypt. And so to reach the highest level in masonry, You have to kill your oldest son. Yeah,
I do know that I ran into them in every town.
Yep.
And now that I remember, any time I'd go before the county council when I was younger or the city council, mm-hmm. begging for crumbs or stop the war, or you know, uh-huh. I would always notice in the meetings there was a group of about four men over to mm-hmm. the side, and they were called the Corporation Council.
Mm-hmm.
And they would kind of interject when somebody went off track and they need to steer them back.
Uh-huh.
And ever since I became aware of them, I said, the fix is in, and I stopped going. Whoever the hell they are, they were running the show.
Guarantee you, they were all Masons. Because that's how this mm-hmm. country, this country's been destroyed by fucking Masons, plain and simple. I mean, it's secret society. If you're going to be a member of a secret society, you're not going to be a judge. How about that? You're not going to have no power within the community that you could exercise with behind those walls in secret. And like I said, if there was any other secret societies in this country, like if you and me started a secret society, and we got started getting a lot of people together and had secret, boy, it'd be bugged. We'd be having raids. They'd be taking our computers. They would find out what the hell you were up to, and they'd know exactly what you were doing. And I'll tell you who'd do it. The Masons.
Yep. Our bank accounts, too.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
We'd go after those.
Yes, ma'am. Goddamn right. Anyways, that was a depressing talk, but it's shit we got to talk about. Because that is what's going on in this country. That's what's destroyed this goddamn country. Those Masonic lodges have to fucking go. We were supposed to have an open society here. None of this backroom secret indictments and all this fucking crap. The secret shit. They've been running two governments in concession with one another. I mean, a shadow government. They've been doing that for goddamn forever in 2 days. And it is the goddamn Masons that are fucking accommodating it, and they are the foot soldiers of the corporate elite. Hell, it goes clear up to the Catholic Church, all the big institutions, and they will keep their and the thing about them is they keep their fucking mouth shut. You know, that's the first thing they learn. I mean, that's one of the key things to their fucking power, is they can keep their fucking mouth shut. Aleister Crowley used to take, he'd pick a word like, say, and. And if he'd say that word, he would take a razor blade and cut across his arms. I had pictures of in a book of him, of his arms, just sliced all the way up, down, and all the way down. That's how important secrecy is to him. And because they can be secret, and they can be duplicit together, you know, they have people to fucking work with to be duplicit. They can count on one another. And when the judge is the goddamn head of the Masonic Lodge, I guess you're pretty safe ground even committing a crime. Anyways, enough of this disgusting stuff. We'll talk about something else tomorrow, hopefully. Hopefully they'll give us something to play with. I'm sure they will. I mean, they're actually now, I think they're coming out and bragging. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, look into this. I mean, it's not, it was a big read to read all of his works and stuff. And it was confusing because there's so much secrecy involved. But once I had read it all and read some of it twice, then I had a pretty good understanding of what's going on and who's destroyed this goddamn country. That is The Word from the Trenches.